Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon agreed to woke reboot after her diversity demands were met. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 28, 2021. Sex and the City star Cynthia Nixon agreed to return for the show's woke reboot. And just like that, as long as it was made more diverse. It was a very hard decision. I really didn't think I was going to do it. I was very reluctant, Nixon told News Corporation, but the more I talked to Sarah Jessica, writer-creator, Michael Patrick King, and Kristen Davis, about the things that I couldn't go back without. A real sea change in terms of the lack of diversity in the original series, they were on board. Nixon has reprised her role as Miranda Hobbs in the new series, in which her character has been given woke modifications. This time, going through a sexual awakening and embarking on a same-sex fling. HBO's woke Sex and the City reboot, however, is being slammed by mainstream TV critics who have concluded the new series' embrace of wokeness is not a good thing. Some have found the show's virtue signaling to be exhausting, while others said it felt more self-serving than self-aware. Nixon, who is a lesbian and has a transgender child in real life, went on to take a swipe at the original Sex and the City series, claiming it was tone-deaf on race and gender. I'm very proud of the original series, despite it being occasionally tone-deaf on race and gender. And being Miranda has opened up so many amazing roles for me over the years, she said. But the further I get away from Miranda, the better they get, because people have stopped thinking of me as just that one character. One critic even compared watching the spin-off series to reading critical race theory proponent Ibram X. Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.